welcome to another episode of Living Downstream. My name is Ryan, and I'm an AmeriCorps member serving in the role of Environmental Education and Outreach Leader for the organization Umpqua Watersheds. For this episode, we'll be focusing on AmeriCorps. We'll have interviews with various members, current and future, as well as the local program director, as they reflect on their experiences, hopes, and benefits of national service. Before jumping into the interview, we'll take a moment to pause for a land acknowledgement to remember that prior to European settlement, indigenous groups tended the land and waters of this region and were often forcibly removed against their will. Some of the groups who once occupied the land within the Umpqua watershed and who are still found within its borders include Cow Creek Umpqua, Coquille, Molalla, and others. Acknowledging this part of the history is a way to resist the intentional erasing of indigenous culture. In addition to our weekly land acknowledgement, we would love to incorporate indigenous perspectives about what it means to live downstream, or live in such a way that those downstream are impacted less negatively. If you have knowledge to share on this topic, or would like to share current experiences of what it means to care for the environment now that ownership has become the way of the land, please reach out via email to ryan@umpquawatersheds.org. Our next guest on the show is Elena Contreras, the Education to Career Navigator with Douglas County Partners for Student Success. To start out, can you share a little bit about both the organization you serve as well as your specific position?
Yes. So hello, everyone. I'm Elena, and I'm a current AmeriCorps with the Douglas County Partners for Student Success. So our organization really focuses on partnering with different community organizations and industries local to Douglas County and trying to provide career-connected learning opportunities for local youth so that they can start to explore what kind of careers or what education they might want to pursue once they graduate from high school.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like that's such a helpful resource in the community. Why did you sign up for AmeriCorps or why did you join the program in the first place?
So I decided to join AmeriCorps because I was really interested in multiple positions that were available here in Oregon, but I specifically chose this one because I was wanting to return to working within youth programs. I had worked with organization called Girls Inc. previously, and I was really interested in trying to continue that work and also continue to mentor youth and trying to be the mentor that I wished I had when I was in high school, and just trying to help youth figure out kind of exactly what our mission is, figure out what they want to do after high school and helping them get to that point.
Great. What are some specific programs and activities that you've done so far this AmeriCorps term?
Yes, yeah, so I think the most exciting thing that I was able to do within this AmeriCorps position was creating Brightworks Club. So this is a virtual career-connected learning club that we offered to high school students across the county. And we were essentially just given the task of create this youth program and market it to youth and just help design it so that students are able to learn about different careers, but also learn about different educational pathways. And so we, my colleague and I, Isaac Norman, we created this program from like scratch, and we were able to see it to fruition. Actually, last week, we just had our final like end of year celebration where our participants were able to show their project that they worked on for the past year. And it was, I mean, I was very impressed with the work that they showed us because they really did all of it on their own. We had a rehearsal before, but we weren't able to see the final product until this past Monday, and I was just amazed. And so I think that was kind of one of the highlights of my service term. We were also able to work with the Boys and Girls Club of the Umpqua Valley to deliver Be Great by Eighth, which is a program centered to the middle school in, well, it's a charter school, but to the Camas Valley Charter School, where we very similar to Bright Works Club, where we try to showcase and explore different careers, but also try to develop the skills that these middle school students might need to be able to succeed in high school. And similarly to Bright Works Club, I was very impressed with these middle schoolers. Some of them already knew what career they wanted to go to. They were like, oh, I'm going to be a computer programmer. I'm going to design this. And so I was highly impressed, and I really enjoyed my time with Be Great by 8.
Awesome. Do you have any other like events or activities coming up for the remainder of your term?
Yes. So one of my other projects that I took on myself was to plan a virtual career exploration fair. So my goal with this event is really to expose youth to local career opportunities and really highlighting the opportunities that are available here in Douglas County and really collaborating with local companies to kind of highlight their employees and also the careers that they're offering our youth. So I've been able to get people from like Swanson Group and some local veterinary clinics and all of these things, really trying to keep in mind the careers that people from Bright Works Clubs and Be Great by 8 have expressed interest in, and trying to provide that opportunity to connect with people that are in the industries that they want to enter, so that they are able to have this information on tips and tricks, and also what do these people wish they would have known before they entered their career, and really getting them that information so that they can succeed in their goals. And I'm really excited to put this on July 8th.
Is that going to be recorded or like offered after the fact, or do people have to attend live? Just wondering in case I end up airing this episode after, I'm not sure.
Yes. So we are planning to record this, but also it will be live streamed to our Facebook page, DCPSS and Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub. But I plan to put the recordings on our site. One issue that I've been really trying to address is really having this virtual opportunity accessible to individuals who might not have internet access or a device to watch our live stream, but stay later in the year once they return to school and they get these laptops or are able to access internet at their school. They might be interested in watching this and getting that same information. So I will be posting it on our website, brightfuturesumqua.com, so that people in the future or people who are not able to join us on the day of are able to still get that information and making it accessible.
Yeah, that's so important, because we found with the pandemic, you know, like trying to increase accessibility with internet access and that kind of thing. But still, like, yeah, there's a disparity out there. Plus two, just people are busy. They might be on vacation, you know, with the summer. So that's good. Yeah, like kind of switching gears a little bit, which I think you've kind of spoken about this maybe a little, but what are some of the benefits of service, both to the individual member as well as to the community?
Yeah, so for myself, I think one of the benefits of this past year is really to develop my skill set. I entered this position with already some programming skills and communication skills, but I had never created an entire program by myself. And I don't think if I were to enter a position that somebody would just give me this opportunity. And so I'm really grateful that I've been able to do this and kind of learn through the process of like, what are these key elements within a youth program and, you know, what really makes it successful. So one thing that we learned was really like that initial relationship building is so integral for the later success of the program. And we really made sure that we were able to do that with Bright Works Clubs. And then another benefit for me is the education award. I am planning to attend graduate school after I finish my service term. And I think the education award really helped me successfully not have loans after I finish minimize my loans for once I graduate from my program. I think for the community, I think I really tried to make sure that a lot of our services were available, not just to Roseburg proper, but to Douglas County, and really trying to make sure that we are accessible to youth across Douglas County. So I think continuing to develop, and I hope that in the future, Brightworth clubs and other programs like our workshops that we started this year will be able to continue and continue to grow and impact more people within Douglas County, because I have met some very, very impressive and mature young individuals, and I know that they're going to do great things, and they've expressed that it has benefited them. And so I wish that it will continue to grow and benefit more people.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I mean, people who have been listening to my show know that I'm an AmeriCorps member as well. And yeah, the Education Award is certainly beneficial. You know, I already have my master's degree, but like trying to pay off those loans. So that's a neat thing about the Education Award, is that you can use it to like retroactively pay loans, or you can, like you said, apply it to new schooling. So going to grad school or other educational opportunities. But then, yeah, just the impacts to ourselves are so significant, you know, really helping us to figure out what we want to do, or gaining those skills, like you said, and just kind of like practicing some of those skills and interacting in different ways with different people. Yeah, so I wholeheartedly encourage people to apply for AmeriCorps positions and check it out. I mean, like, I loved community service before, but this is like a national service program that's getting people really involved in a very organized way, which is super cool. Yeah, what would you say to someone who might be considering doing AmeriCorps? Like, would you encourage them, or like, yeah, like what advice would you give? Like, what would you wish you had known ahead of time, that sort of thing?
I think that especially if you're someone who has just graduated from college and is not sure exactly what career you want to have or what field you might want to enter, I feel like AmeriCorps is a really great way to explore those options and kind of go through just the service term itself. And if you find one that is really interesting to you, I feel like it would really benefit you to start an AmeriCorps service year and allow yourself to develop those skills, especially if you are struggling to find a position elsewhere. I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, do something in that time, because I feel like within your service term, you have a lot of flexibility in terms of improving yourself and improving your work skills, so that once you finish your service year, you're able to get those positions that you really, really want, and that you saw prior and were like, oh, I don't have enough experience for this. And you're always asking yourself, how am I supposed to get experience if people don't give me this position? Well, I think AmeriCorps is a really great way in which you can gain that experience, so that then you can go out and get those positions that you're really seeking out, that you want to have as your career.
Yeah, that's such a good point. AmeriCorps is kind of like a bridge that gets you from where you are to where you want to be, through the building of skill sets paired with the support of the organizations where we serve as members. Our host sites are so supportive. I know, at least for my own organization, Umpqua Watersheds, I've been encouraged to try out new things and take on new leadership roles. The support from both my supervisor and host site in general have been invaluable. The way you talked about it was great too. For anyone pondering whether the AmeriCorps experience is for you, think about it like this. If there's a position you want, but maybe don't have all the qualifications for, perhaps AmeriCorps could help you, you know, gain those skills. You can give back and serve your community in the process. Yeah, anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up the interview?
Yeah, if you are interested in, depending on when this airs, if you are interested in joining our virtual career exploration, you can find out more information at our website, brightfuturesumqua.com, and you can select services. And then on the down bar, it will be virtual career exploration fair. And if this is aired after the event, you will be able to find the videos, recordings of each of our panels that you can take advantage of. Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back after a few brief announcements. Umpqua Watersheds is now offering opportunities for youths to have their voices heard, literally, on our radio program, Living Downstream. Kids ages 8 to 18 are invited to submit a 1 to 3 minute audio recording describing what they love about the place in which they live. These could be poems, essays, stories, or songs. We welcome their creativity.
Submissions should be sent to our environmental education and outreach leader at ryan@umpquawatersheds.org with youth entry, sense of place, in the subject line. This is a great opportunity for families and classes alike.
Our next guest on the show is Rachel Johnson, a United Communities AmeriCorps member serving as the Healthy Futures Leader for Phoenix School. First of all, can you share a little about your position? What types of tasks do you do at Phoenix?
Yes, so I am the Healthy Futures Leader, and a lot of my position consists of mentoring students on how to lead healthy lifestyles and for the future, as well as I work in our learning garden, which is a 3-acre garden space with a greenhouse and a berry patch. So a lot of my work consists of maintaining that and expanding that, as well as our students have garden classes. So they come out to the garden and help that as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I have loved taking students out to gardens. We had a local garden that supplied food for the community lunch program back where I was teaching, and the students just loved it. I mean, they learned how to garden, and they also actually, we got to make and try some of the food, and kids that would say, oh, I don't like vegetables, were eating like butternut squash soup and all sorts of things because they had grown them. So yes, I always advocate for people getting kids in the garden. So that's great.
Yeah, it really is like a great experience for them, especially because the first half of the year was online. So just having them be able to come back to school and be outside and active is really just great for their well-being too. And it's really just neat to see how just throughout the term they've come to like learn more about plants and everything. And some students, you know, are planting something and they're like, oh, what is this? And it's just a great learning opportunity.
So you have a summer camp too, right? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this? You know, like, who is it open to? How can they sign up? What activities will they do? That sort of thing?
Yes. So for the summer, I'm working on a camp called Earth Connect Day Camp, and it will take place at Phoenix School. And it's for elementary school students, first through sixth graders. And there are still a few spots available, so I highly encourage anyone who's interested to sign up their children. It runs Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at Phoenix. And there'll be a whole bunch of guest presenters coming, like Wildlife Safari, some beekeepers, and then we'll also be doing like a combination of STEM activities and traditional camp activities. So it'll be a good time.
Cool. Is that just for Phoenix students or anyone in Douglas County or something?
Yeah, so it's for anyone in Douglas County. It is elementary school age, first through sixth graders. So yeah, it's open to anyone. And you can find the information to register at Phoenix School's website, or you can also email me at healthyfutures@rosebergphoenix.com to get signed up.
Perfect. Are there other opportunities coming up for community members, whether adults or youths, to get involved with the great work being done at Phoenix?
Yes. So if you want to volunteer at the camp, if you're an adult and want to volunteer, we're more than happy to have volunteers. We do have camp counselors that we actually just hired. And if you would like to, yeah, volunteer as like a presenter for the kids, or do an activity with the campers, feel free to contact me as well to sign up for that. Also, we do have Oregon Youth Conservation Corps that is hosted by Phoenix, and that's an opportunity for high schoolers ages 16 and above, well, 16 to 24, can work for the summer doing trail maintenance and out in the national forest. So that's a really great opportunity as well, and that is paid.
Very cool. So why did you first sign up to do AmeriCorps? Like, what brought you to this area if you're not from around here?
Yeah, so I am not from the Pacific Northwest at all, but I was really just drawn to the position at Phoenix and being able to work in the garden and teach kids about the importance really of sustainable agriculture and local, just like knowing where your food comes from and everything, I think is increasingly important. Yes, I came here for the position and it's been great.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm also not from the Pacific Northwest. Any listeners who have listened will be like, we know, because I say it all the time. But that's okay. Now they know again. Yeah, no, so I'm from the Northeast. And so it's very different being in the Northwest now. But it's interesting, you know, seeing the different ecosystems and also, like you said, connecting youths with their local environment. There's something so important about having a sense of place, really knowing, like you said, where your food comes from and also just the environment in which you live. I mean, for me, being out here in winter time, it didn't really seem like winter just because the climate is so different than where I'm from. And we're doing a number of projects through Umpqua Watersheds as well to help kids get connected to their local watershed, specifically like all that area that drains to the same waterway, but then obviously the land in which that it encompasses as well. So no, that's great to hear. Just different reasons why people are doing AmeriCorps. And I know that there are AmeriCorps positions opening up. So if people are listening and want to do AmeriCorps, yeah, I just feel like there are a lot of benefits, both to the individual person who serves, the member, the AmeriCorps member, as well as the community in which they serve, right? We are serving for not a very huge stipend at all. So it's really service, but we're doing so much. So yeah, anybody who has met an AmeriCorps member or has been one, I've connected with tons of people who are like, oh, I also served as an AmeriCorps member. And it's always just great to hear their stories. Anything else you'd want to share before we wrap up?
No, I mean, I agree too. Like, I think this community really is special when it comes to the strength of AmeriCorps to helping build a stronger community. And just the relationships that we each have too with our host sites, I think is pretty special.
Well, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was great speaking with you.
You're listening to an episode of Living Downstream on KQUA, brought to you by Umpqua Watersheds. Do you have a photograph which captures the natural beauty of the Umpqua watershed? Umpqua Watersheds is compiling photos which highlight the splendor of this region. We're collecting images of native flora and fauna, as well as landscape scenes, to feature on our website and use in a calendar that we're putting together for 2022. If you'd like to contribute a photograph, please email Ryan at umpquawatersheds.org. Again, that's R-Y-A-N at umpquawatersheds.org, with scenes of the Umpqua in the subject line. Thank you in advance.
Our next guest on the show today is Rochelle Mills, Program Director for United Community Action Network and United Communities AmeriCorps. I'd love for you to first share some background information for our listeners. When did AmeriCorps get its start and why was it established?
Of course, Ryan. Yes. So AmeriCorps, as the AmeriCorps, the corporation, started way back in 1933. President Roosevelt put out a conservation corps camp that he had designed to focus on some economic development things that were going on. And that's kind of where it originally started. From there, it broke off into AmeriCorps Vista and AmeriCorps State National and AmeriCorps Seniors and AmeriCorps NCCC, which is the conservation corps. And those all kind of started on their own timelines. For our program, it's an AmeriCorps State and National program. And the first AmeriCorps State and National program year was in 1994. And the whole point is for people to get together and serve the community in areas, certain focus areas that the communities determine are of need. So it could be education, it could be veterans or military support, it could be economic development, healthy futures, And another new one is like disaster relief with COVID and the reality of where we are right now. That's been one that's kind of come up. Then environmental stewardship, which is another really great one for us in Oregon, because it focuses on, you know, helping with wildfires and how to rebuild after that.
Yeah, last year I served with Eco AmeriCorps in Vermont, and there is a theme, because that was a state national program as well, or a state program. That was a state program. And so that had an environmental focus. All of the host sites were either environmental organizations or they had some sort of environmental component. Yeah, so thinking locally, what is United Communities AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so United Communities AmeriCorps is the name of our specific little corner of the AmeriCorps world. And we work in 5 different counties. We work in Josephine, Douglas, Curry, Coos, and Jackson. So a bunch of the counties in the southwest corner of Oregon. And our main focus areas are education, the disaster relief is a new one from this year, economic development, healthy futures, and then the environmental stewardship. Those are the areas that we focus on. So every AmeriCorps program can determine which focus areas they want. And those were the ones that our 5 counties decided were the most important to them. And so we run 20 different AmeriCorps positions, I suppose, and they're placed all over those 5 counties. And they all work on different things depending on the project that they're connected to. So they might be running after school programs, or they might be running an environmental education program, or they might be working with the public defender, or they could be working with a food bank or with local medical offices to help make sure people are applying for, you know, medical, and that they might even be doing outreach to people experiencing homelessness or other people in need.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about some of the specific host sites. I know that you guys are seeking applications as we speak.
Yeah, so we are in recruitment for our 21-22 program year. We have 20 different positions that we can fill, and we actually have 26 different host sites who have turned in positions. So it's a little bit competitive because we have 6 more positions than we have spots to fill. So whoever gets the AmeriCorps member hired and put through the process first kind of gets it, which is exciting, but also a little scary. Some of the ones that we have are, we work with some of the bigger school districts. So like Douglas County, Jackson County school districts, we have some sites with them. We work with Phoenix Charter School in Roseburg. We have someone or a position open at the library in Roseburg. We have a couple out in Coos and Curry County around outreach to people experiencing homelessness. And also we have for workforce development. So there's a couple programs that we have around helping workforce development. Agencies partner with different schools and different colleges to help people who maybe want to do trades or something other than like a 4-year college degree. We work with a few different outdoors people. So we have the Alder Creek Community Forest. We have the Rouge Community School. We have Umpqua Watersheds. We have the South Slough is a new one this year. So we have several of those types of positions. We work with the Boys and Girls Club. And then we have a couple of positions that are in our own agency in United Community Action Network. And one of them in our own office. So if you want to, you know, be an AmeriCorps member and help run the AmeriCorps program, we're actually hiring a volunteer coordinator for our program for this year too.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of great positions. And yeah, I'm guessing it is going to be pretty competitive with having more host sites than slots available. Is that just determined by the budget or something?
Well, it's something. So in recent years, recruitment has been a little slower because of COVID and, you know, just the way that it has been in these last couple of years. So we decided to kind of set fire under people a little bit more. We would make it a little more competitive this year by having everybody that applied for our RFP, which is request for proposal, everyone that turned in a proposal for an AmeriCorps project, be able to go into recruitment, and then just the first 20 who actually get someone hired on get the they get the spot. And our budget from AmeriCorps, the corporation, is only for 20.
Yeah. So who are you looking for to fill these roles?
Well, it's really broad, really. We don't have a ton of like requirements. You know, you need to have a high school diploma or equivalent. A few of our projects do want folks to have a four-year degree, depending on who they're going to be working with and what they're going to be doing. We are looking for people who want to give back to the community. Maybe they want to relocate to somewhere new and experience a new community. You know, maybe they're graduating undergrad and they're taking a gap year before grad school and they want some experience. We offer some benefits like a living allowance. There's an education award that you can use to pay back pay back student loans or pay tuition for school that you get after serving for the full 11 months. We offer student loan deferment, which I know is kind of being offered in general now, but we offer that as well. And then we have some other things that we offer, like childcare. If you're someone who has, you know, kiddos and you want to be able to get some work experience, but it's hard because childcare is really expensive. That was my case. I did 4 years in AmeriCorps, and that was my main reason, because I wanted some job experience and I couldn't afford childcare to go do that. So that's a really awesome benefit if you're somebody who could use that. But yeah, anyone who is passionate and excited and wants to give back and learn about a community and make some really great connections with folks, those are the ones that we're looking for. So, you know, if anyone is one of those, please go to our website at United Communities AmeriCorps and apply for one of our 20 positions.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like when you were talking, made me wonder what drew you to your current position. I'm guessing maybe like previous experience with AmeriCorps, but yeah, what attracted you to UCA?
Yeah, so as I just said, I've served as an AmeriCorps member for four different terms. Two of them I did as a reading tutor with Washington Reading Corps, and then two I did as a VISTA, AmeriCorps VISTA, with Washington Campus Compact, which is kind of a program that works at a bunch of different colleges all over the state of Washington. Oregon has one of those as well. There's Campus Compacts all over. And what I really like about it is the connections. Like, I've always been someone who really likes to kind of be the bridge between what does somebody need and then who out there can kind of help meet that need. So that's something that as an AmeriCorps member, you really get to do. You really get to be that person and make all those connections and build those networks and help connect people to other people. And it's just really great to see, I don't know, just to be there and see like the looks on their faces when they're like, oh, wow, that person has exactly what I need. And it's just, it's really empowering. It's awesome to serve. And you have this connection that you'll build with your AmeriCorps team, which is the other folks that serve with you for the year, that carries on. Like, I have people that I'm still really, really good friends with from all four of my years as an AmeriCorps member. And we're all doing our own things and we're all in different parts of the country, but we, you know, we'll text each other randomly or message each other, and we're all friends on the social medias. And it's just great to kind of get these people that were like-minded and kind of see how they've taken that to grow and experience life and do their own journeys. And everyone really ends up in a really great place. So AmeriCorps is awesome for that, because you really get to know that part of yourself, that kind of service-minded, national service, giving back, that compassionate and empathetic and helping people make connections and all of that part of yourself that maybe other positions don't let you do. So I love AmeriCorps because of that. So when I was offered this position to be the director of this program, I was like, yes, that would be great, because then I get to see 20 different AmeriCorps members every year kind of have that same growth, and I get to help them learn about themselves. And so I'm super excited to have this position.
That's great. Yeah, you answered my other question too, which was, you know, why should people get involved with something like AmeriCorps, these national programs? Yeah, it's been really interesting for me too, because I I don't know. I guess I don't know if there's a traditional AmeriCorps member, but I felt like I was maybe a non-traditional member because I know some people will come right out of college. And I actually taught for a number of years, middle school science, before switching and thinking, okay, I want to do something more environmental. And so, yeah, this is my second year of AmeriCorps. But yeah, no, I always love hearing why people choose to do AmeriCorps. Because I feel like people come, like you said, there are so many benefits, whether it's financial, experience, connections, like there's so many different things. And also the childcare, because that is definitely helpful. And yeah, so for me, I feel like the combination of experience, because, okay, I've been in the classroom for a number of years and I wanted to kind of switch gears. And I loved planning programs and events and that kind of thing. So could I do that for an organization? And then also, like you said, the education award is so helpful. I mean, school loans are enormous. Unless you start out with a lot of money, you have school loans. So yes. Yeah, having that at the end, it's like, I mean, that's like part of an incentive. And then just, yeah, the organization, like I'm with UMP Watersheds, obviously, and then being able to serve an organization in a way that I best serve, you know, or can, what I can bring to the table is what they need is so rewarding. And just talking with other AmeriCorps members through United Communities AmeriCorps, yeah, it's really interesting to see and hear what they're doing, like the projects they're working on and how they're able to help and new ideas that they propose. And yeah, no, I like it.
It's a great experience, and I would encourage anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about themselves to do it.
Yeah, that's such a great point too, because I think you really do learn about yourself. And for me, I moved across country and I hadn't done that for college. I stayed right in my hometown. So this was my opportunity to really see, okay, what is it like when I'm living, you know, kind of do my own thing, being more independent. And, you know, people might come into it learning different things. See, that's what I was learning. But yeah, just being able to think about, yeah, like what are your gifts or strengths and skills and how can you build those and make the world a better place? Is there anything else you'd like to share either about AmeriCorps, national service in general, or yeah, anything else that this conversation sparked in your mind?
No, I think that we talked about most of it, you know, just if any listeners are interested, we're definitely recruiting right now. And our term starts on September 1st, and we have a 3-day orientation that's going to be hopefully really fun. And if you're someone who thinks that this might be interesting to you, go on to our United Communities website and check out our position descriptions. We have each different position description up there listing, you know, some of the things that are expected and some of the things you'll be doing and our benefits. And yeah, we're in the midst of it. So our recruitment deadline is July 31st. So get on there and get those applications in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
A few weeks ago, we featured a presentation by local youth, Emily, who submitted a proposal for a summer program to connect kids and the environment during our Eco Innovations Challenge. Her program, called Kids for Nature, is a free activity for children ages 7 to 12 in Douglas County and will take place Mondays and Tuesdays for 3 weeks starting July 12th. The group will go for hikes, learn about environmental conservation, and do a variety of nature art projects using materials we collect during the sessions. We are currently looking for both adult facilitators and youth participants for the program. If you're interested in learning more, please email ryan@umpquawatersheds.org. That's ryan@umpquawatersheds.org. Are you an avid reader? Then you should join UMPQA Watersheds Book Club. Turning Over a New Leaf is a book club for teens and adults who are interested in learning about environmental issues and working to make positive change. We meet once a month to discuss a book or topic. Email Ryan Kincaid, the AmeriCorps member serving as UMPQA Watersheds Environmental Education and Outreach Leader, at ryan@umpquawatersheds.org. Again, that's ryan@umpquawatersheds.org for more information. UMPQA Watersheds is now offering opportunities for youths to have their voices heard on our radio program. Kids ages 8 to 18 are invited to submit a 1 to 3 minute audio recording describing a positive change they'd make in their community if given the power to do so. Entries could be in the form of essays, stories, raps, songs, you name it. Please send submissions to our AmeriCorps member at ryan@umpquawatersheds.org with youth entry making positive change in the subject line. Teachers and parents, reach out if you'd like to learn more.
Our next guest on the show is Umpqua Watershed's Executive Director, Casey Hovick. What are the goals of Umpqua Watershed's AmeriCorps program? Why do we have a member?
The goals of the program are to connect with youth in our community, to help them appreciate how precious our natural resources are, our rivers and streams, our land and valleys, and not to take for granted the beauty that surrounds us, and to educate themselves about what it takes to be good stewards of that community and how they can participate in activities out in the watershed so that they grow up to become the next generation of educators, of biologists, botanists, hydrologists, that type of thing that we need in order to protect this resource. We have a member, the AmeriCorps member, we've had one since 2010, and they've all been fantastic young people that have come into our community and really made a difference. They've taught in the schools, they've led hikes, they've done campouts, they've created Martin Luther King river cleanup days, they've helped us with our outreach activities, and they've added so much vitality to our organization to give us all hope. But we have a large, our organization is dependent largely upon volunteers. So these young people come into our community and really inspire us to continue to do the work that we've done for 25 years now.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the impact of the AmeriCorps members have been on the organization, but he kind of answered that question. Do you want to speak any more to that?
Well, they've all had a tremendous impact on us as an organization and as on those of us that work closely with them. Everyone has a story, and I always tell our AmeriCorps, before they ever come to Umpqua Watersheds, this is about you. We want to make sure that you have a profound experience with Umpqua Watersheds and doing service in our community. What are your goals for service? What do you hope to get out of it? Where do you want to go? And it helps us create possibilities for them that they didn't have. A lot of AmeriCorps come in here without specific education experience, teaching watershed science, that kind of thing. And they get hands-on experience in working with nonprofits and working with people in our community, and especially young people in our community. So that's the first thing is when the AmeriCorps come here, I want to make sure that we are in a position to help them get to that next level, where they want to be, and what are their dreams for service. Because the types of people that we try to get into our program and that we've been extremely successful are the people that want to go out and continue educating, continue working in nonprofits and other organizations to make a positive difference in communities.
If you could summarize your thoughts about Umpqua Watersheds program in just three words, what would they be?
Wonderment, curiosity, inspiration. Those three words capture what we want to have our young people. We want to plant those seeds of curiosity, wonderment, and inspiration to get out and make a difference and embrace nature as something that's vital to all of us. We all need clean air and water, but we also need nature to rejuvenate us, to help us be the very best we can be. And nature has all kinds of lessons that will teach us how to do that. And so our AmeriCorps have all done a wonderful job ingraining those three words into our program and with the young people that we serve.
Yeah, I always think about it as more than just teaching. And I mean, I really value teachers. I was an educator and we've done teacher trainings, but it's not just like, you know, knowing that 2 times 2 equals 4, right? It's not just, oh, okay, we know that, you know, we need oxygen to breathe, but also, like you said, that inspiration, that curiosity, that like, oh, like what kind of insect is this? You know, in Kids for Nature the other day, there was this little bug, it looked like maybe a beetle or something. It had a bright red spot on the back and the kids were all so fascinated by it. And so now they drew it in their nature journals and we're trying to figure out what it is. And I think just, you know, having those experiences where you see an interesting bug or something and like really get to asking those questions, it's so important because, you know, if we just kind of go through our day to day, like, okay, I'm doing the routine, where is that wonderment, like you mentioned? So if we can really get kids, you know, out in nature, engaged, like, sure, they're learning and learning is so important, but then like going beyond that, getting them inspired and wanting them to be passionate about protecting the place in which they live is the other part of it too.
Exactly. I had an opportunity to talk to a parent of one of the students in your Kids in Nature program. And they said that they've worked with one young person for a long time, and they've always been in a kind of a shell. And throughout their experience that they've had, the 2 days of Kids in Nature, they totally came out of that shell, and they were in wonderment and having fun and laughing in ways that he had never seen this young girl have that type of experience before, and had known her for several years.
Yeah, it's always inspiring to see. I mean, through my experiences with teaching and then leading after school programs and now in this position as well. Yeah, so kind of switching gears a little bit, what are some ways that listeners can support Umpqua Watershed's efforts, both in terms of the AmeriCorps program and the organization as a whole?
Well, obviously, we need financial support. That's always a challenge. We write grants. We have been blessed to have great donors over the years to support the program, but it's not easy coming up with funds every year to support all the different activities that we are doing, and we're continuing to grow the program. We're adding a quarter-time director of education and outreach that is going to help us continue to grow the program, but to help, you know, share what we're doing, to stay in tune with what we're doing on our website and on our Facebook page as to the different activities that we have. We do an education blog, and to know that we're here to make a difference. So just to stay engaged with what Umpqua Watersheds is doing overall, and especially with what we're doing in education, because we have a unique program, but we also work with many partners in the various agencies and schools. So putting all those dots together, getting everyone working together, and sometimes people have big disagreements with different organizations, but what we're trying to do is connect the dots, help people see the greatest common denominator so that we can get people working together to do good things for community, to support our youth, and so that they have an opportunity, like all of us have had, to enjoy this wonderful environment that we live in.
We also have lots of opportunities to be engaged in a volunteer capacity. I know, having worked on a lot of volunteer management during my term, like whether it's with the education program or other opportunities as well. You know, we recently were looking for facilitators for the Kids for Nature program. We're engaging lots of adults in that way, as well as the youth, obviously. But yeah, there are so many different ways to get involved, whether being on a committee, volunteering, donating in some fashion. Lots of opportunities to get involved with Umpqua Watersheds if you want to.
Absolutely. Thanks for helping out with that. Volunteers are the heart and soul of our organization. We need volunteers, and there's many different capacities that you can volunteer with Umpqua Watersheds. So yes, absolutely. Volunteer your time and help us continue to do the great programming that we're doing.
Well, thank you for all your thoughts, and I'm excited for people to hear this episode and hear about the great efforts that are being done by both Umpqua Watersheds AmeriCorps members as well as other AmeriCorps members in the community, because there's a lot of great stuff being done.
Well, thank you, Ryan, and thank you for your service to our community. You all will always be a part of Umpqua Watersheds and the programs and the path that you've cleared for the next AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps to follow. Really appreciate that. And love the history of all our AmeriCorps. Each AmeriCorps has added a little unique part, and you've really gone above and beyond. So thank you for your service to Umpqua Watersheds.
Thank you.
Visit the Wilderness Committee booth at the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market this Saturday in Roseburg. We will have t-shirts, hats, and water bottle stickers to support the Crater Lake Wilderness Proposal. We will also have postcards that visitors can sign, which will be sent to elected officials to help support the proposal. Hope to see you this Saturday.
River Appreciation Day will take place Saturday, July 17th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Whistler's Bend Park. Bring a chair and a drum if you have one. We'll have games, music, and a drum circle, and everyone's invited to join in. At 5 p.m., join the Turning Over a New Leaf book club for a discussion of building community. We'll ponder the meaning of the word community and also think about how we can come together in inclusive and environmentally friendly ways. See you Saturday! Last but not least, I'm here with Jane Maloney, who will be the next AmeriCorps member serving as the Environmental Education and Outreach Leader for Umpqua Watersheds. First, tell us a little about your background. What are some of the experiences that you'll bring with you to Umpqua Watersheds?
Sure. So I studied environmental science at St. Michael's College in Vermont. Before I studied environmental science, I was a media, digital communication, and arts major. So I did a lot of graphic design and radio shows and all that kind of stuff, digital communication. And then I switched to environmental science and focused sort of on conservation and climate change science. So I think those two things together kind of give me an interesting spin on the science communicator kind of community outreach role. And after graduation, I spent most of my time working in trail work and volunteer outreach. So I worked with groups in Boston doing different trail projects in the greater Boston area, building trail aspects, bridges, building actual new trails, that kind of thing. So I'm excited to kind of transition to a more volunteer management role and bring some of the experiences from the field sort of into a larger oversight kind of position.
Awesome. Yeah. Another Northeasterner, which is exciting. we're just attracting them from across the country, I think.
I don't think it's hard to do. It's different out here.
Yeah. I was thinking that your media background and radio background will be really helpful. I'm excited to see what changes happen under your management for the show. I was very new to radio when I started this. So I'm like learning as I go. But yeah, it'll be neat to like hear how it changes and evolves with a new member. So excited to have you.
Yeah.
Let's see. My next question would be, what are you most excited about? You mentioned volunteer management, but are there any like specific activities that you're excited about for the Environmental Education and Outreach Leader position?
I'm really excited to learn more about watersheds, like in general, and just learn more about watershed management in general. It wasn't a huge part of my education or job focus when I was in college and out of college. But I think I'm really mostly excited to get to work with different people in the Roseburg area because I've read a lot about Roseburg. I've never been there, so I'm excited to meet everybody and see what the people are like out there and see what kinds of environmental projects they want to focus on and what kind of issues they're concerned about.
That's great. Yeah, I feel like this is kind of like your introduction to the community. So they'll get to hear you before they see you. But then you'll get to meet everyone too. So that's exciting. So this episode is all focused on AmeriCorps and just mm-hmm. like national service and service programs. So why are you choosing to do a term of service with AmeriCorps in general?
AmeriCorps is something that I looked at for a while. My old boss had done 2 years of AmeriCorps at Cape Cod doing service projects down there. And she always talked about it as a really good experience. And my old coworker did, I think, 3 service terms doing construction trail projects in the Midwest. And it just seemed like they had a really good formative experience doing that kind of stuff. And it led them both to sort of volunteer management roles after they've finished their AmeriCorps positions. And I was doing work like that. And then I switched to a lab position. And I realized that long term, I really do want to work with people and in a community and not tucked away in an office or working in a lab somewhere. So I thought AmeriCorps would be a great way to kind of dip my feet in a little bit deeper to that field and also kind of give something back and have a meaningful introduction to that field rather than just doing it for the sake of doing it. So AmeriCorps, I think, provides a really good opportunity to combine service and career growth. So I think it'd be a very good move for me.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, like kind of dipping your toe in and experiencing mm-hmm. something. And that's what I've experienced too. This is my second term. And a lot of people that I've met, you know, will say, oh, I've done AmeriCorps. And just the other interviewees on this episode as well have mentioned that, yeah, it's given them an opportunity to kind of see if something is for them or isn't for them. And that's just mm-hmm. as valuable to know that maybe they decide that they do want to work with kids, or maybe that experience helps them to realize they don't want to work with kids or something. So yeah, I think just having those opportunities to try something and experience something and be in a leadership role in the community is so valuable.
It's a really good opportunity just to move out to Oregon, because I've been looking for a reason to move out there. So.
That's true too. Yeah. To get to experience a different part of the country. Mm-hmm. Like last year I was in Vermont and hadn't lived there before, but I'd always loved Vermont. And then now I'm out in Oregon. So it's getting me to see different parts of the country. And I mean, I drove across the country to get here. And so just to be able to see, I mean, like the vast plains of grain, you know, or just, and we stopped by Craters of the Moon, which I didn't even know existed. So just, yeah, being able to see different parts of the country is so valuable too. So I think, you know, whether it's to really dive deeply into the community where you already are, or to get to experience a new community. Yeah, so I guess to wrap up, like, I guess you kind of already answered this, but I guess is there anything else you're hoping to get out of this experience or that you're hoping to give?
I think I'm hoping to get a little bit more clarity long-term in terms of career path. So seeing, like we said before, seeing if volunteer management and community outreach is where I want to go long-term, or if I want to shift focuses. But also, like we also said, just to experience a new part of the country and experience a different community and what's important to them. So I think that's what I'm looking for. And I'm hoping to provide maybe a new perspective in terms of addressing things in Roseburg and the Umpqua watershed. And I think that mostly I'll be learning from other people. I don't know if I'll be necessarily teaching everybody a bunch of new stuff they don't already know, but I think I'm going to learn a lot from everyone in Roseburg and at Umpqua watershed. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a great perspective to have. Is there anything else you'd like to share as we wrap up?
If anyone in the Roseburg area is really into rock climbing, let me know. I'm down to rock climb outside and do some fun hiking and climbing. So always looking for new climbing partners in the area.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.